What's the deal, Reapers? Devon says it's Reaper Training. Y'all now tuned in to the Reaper Motivation Podcast. And we are back on track and back on schedule. And we are striving for greatness. I'm not even going to say a lot of y'all. Like, I'm going to get these every week. I should be able to do these once every 2 weeks or so. I will say that the more I start to get my schedule in order, because right now I'm working on a few different things at the moment, the more these will start coming out, and hopefully the more I can start also posting on my YouTube too. And these podcasts are actually going to be a lot longer than my normal, like, I guess my normal podcast time is around 24-25 minutes. These are going to be about in the 30s 35s, just because I'm going to have my main topic that I touch on, but I'm also going to get into my fitness thing, because if you guys follow me on Instagram or you see my Instagram, like I mentioned in my last podcast, right now I'm trying to cut weight, trying to cut about 20 pounds, just weighed in today. I was 207, so I'm going to be kind of encompassing what I'm doing, what I'm using, my methods and everything like that. A part of the fact that I'm also trying to make my own kind of program. Depending on how well this works out, I feel like it's going to work pretty well. I don't know if I'm going to sell the programs with two people. I kind of feel like I'll just have the layout there for, if a lot of y'all know, I'm in the Marine Corps. So some of my Marines are having issues with their fitness levels, and motherfuckers are getting threatened with getting put out. So I figure if I could put together a good plan for them, it'd be beneficial. I'd feel a lot better giving that to them. And if they don't use it, you know, it's a waste of my time. But at the same time, at least, especially as an NCO now, I'd feel a lot better giving it to a fellow Marine or one of my junior Marines and them taking that. And whether they use it or don't use it, you know, I made an attempt to help their career, as opposed to me giving it to just anybody and they don't use it and nothing comes of it. Because at least from that Marine standpoint, I try to help his career. If like I give it to like a civilian and he doesn't do anything with it, well, that's just that. You know what I mean? It wasn't any benefits to me or any type of growth on my end, I feel as though, or you know, any betterment of me of a NCO. But deviating away from that, now what I wanted to talk about as far as with my fitness journey before I got into what the main part of this was is my fitness splits. So I've been weight training, I want to say, since I was about 15, seriously. I've taken workouts from NFL athletes, bodybuilders, the whole nine. I kind of studied a lot of different people's workout regimens. When I was in high school, I was a football player, and we had some pretty good strength and conditioning coaches. They actually did a phenomenal job. One thing I will say about them, above all else, is that they did a phenomenal job with teaching us form. I've never had a muscle injury from the gym. I've never had any type of, and I will say, any muscle group that I train regularly, I've never injured that. So most of my injuries that I've had have been lower extremity injuries. And I can tell you firsthand, one thing I've always slacked on was doing legs, just because I've always been very weary of my back. That, you know, it's very easy. I mean, if you're doing the form correctly, you won't hurt yourself. But I've always been super wary about any type of, you know, deadlifts and things like that. But if you're doing correctly, you do them right, and you work out these muscles and you stretch properly, it does prevent a lot of injuries. And once I started doing that, like right now I do jiu-jitsu. I do a lot of combat sports. I haven't had any injury problems, and a lot of that is due to the fact that I stretch well. I do yoga stretches to kind of loosen the joints and the muscles and things like that. And then when I train in the gym, I'm training specific for what I'm actually doing. Focus on explosive movements, slow twitch movements and things like that. So I've kind of really gotten to the science of it. But I'll just kind of want to get into what I'm doing now. So the way I've always held my weight training is I break it into 3 days. I have a push day, I have a pull day. When I'm on my shit, I do have a leg day, but I'm not going front like I do it every week because I definitely slack. But it's supposed to be a push, a pull, and a leg day. And then I also have a HIIT training day, which is normally on Saturdays. I don't normally do it outside of Saturdays because I don't have the time. And I go into the purpose for each of them. So the push day I have, the reason why I call it a push day is because the muscle groups that it targets, for each day, there's a primary compound exercise that I do for it. So my primary compound exercise on chest day or push day is the bench press. And what a compound movement is and why they're so important is basically if you're doing isolations, you're focusing on one muscle group. So if I'm doing a bicep curls, I'm only focusing on my biceps. There's not too many other muscle groups that are stimulated by that workout. But on a compound movement such as like a bench, you're working your chest, your triceps, a little bit of shoulders, a little bit of core. I think even for certain bench presses variations, you also work your back a little bit. But you work a lot of different muscle groups at once, and it's what's so dope about that is one, it burns more calories. That's number one. Two, it also helps develop a lot more muscles. You know, I've had points in time where I'm a little pressed for time and I can't do much. So I'll just do compound movements and then get out the gym because I don't have, you know, a lot of time to sit there all day. And I'll notice that I'm still gaining muscle in these other places other than what was being targeted. Only thing is, what's great about isolation movements is that you know, that's where you tone yourself. And I'm going to get into that later because there's a lot of misconceptions around toning muscles and things like that. But that's where that comes from. So, yeah, compound movements. If you don't have any compound movements in your regimen, you should definitely add them. Like I said, my push day is predominantly bench press. And also, another thing to go off of that, there's one movement that's always correlated with that day. So bench press is essentially a backwards push-up with more weight, and that's where it comes from. Push-ups, push days, they all target the same thing, kind of. My pull days, I do rows. Rows, again, target multiple muscle groups. Your biceps are targeted. Depending on what kind you're doing, certain different parts of your back and also your core. The core, if you guys listen to like LeBron James, I love his workout regimens, but LeBron is very, very keen on making sure that his core is strong, and your core is extremely important, especially for compound movements and just movements in general. People ignore the core a lot, and I could do a whole podcast on core by itself because it's so important. Injuries for your back, for these compound movements, for any type of fighting that you might do or things like that, if you train martial arts, your core is extremely important. So I'm not going to delve into that too much, but I'll get into another one. But these pull days are, like I said, I utilize the dumbbell rows. You can also do wide rows. Use the cables. There's a whole bunch of them. Any type of row really is going to be your primary compound movement for that. That's the one I use. Legs are awesome because normally whatever leg workout you do, it turns into a compound movement. That's really why leg day is so important, because you're burning the most calories because it's almost always a full body workout. If you're doing deadlifts, your glutes, your hamstrings, your core is incorporated, your arms are incorporated. It's a little bit of everything. Your upper back, if you're looking at squats, same thing, because you're sitting on top of your body. Just everything that has to do with leg day is normally going to make you super, super strong. It's also going to burn a lot of calories because it targets so many things at once. If you look at any major bodybuilder, any major athlete, or anyone who has to train for a living, or even if they don't train for a living, if they just love being in shape, the common thing with all of them, even if they only doing calisthenics, like I said, each of these can go from a calisthenic movement also. So push-ups for push day, pull-ups for pull day, your regular air squats. Somebody is doing something, doing one of these workouts, and they are benefiting from it. The biggest mistake I see from people when they get into the gym, especially if they're new, is they do a lot of isolation workouts, solely just isolation. And the problem with that, for first and foremost, that is the surefire. I'm gonna tell you right now, cause I'm you could etch it in stone. If you are doing nothing but isolation workouts, you're gonna have tendonitis at some point. Whether it be in your shoulders, in your elbows. Sometimes I'll know if I'm doing way too many isolation movements. I get a little bit of tendonitis in my elbows sometimes. I slow it down. I change my motions. I go back on my form, and it normally solves itself. But super heavy. Another thing is your isolation movement should never be ridiculously heavy all the time. It's okay to go a little bit up there, but you definitely don't want to. Because with these compound movements, right? Again, I'm utilizing my core for stabilization. So I'm, as long as I'm keeping my form correctly, there's a lot less of a chance of me hurting myself on a bench or doing rows, because I'm incorporating so much at once, and I'm also utilizing my body to stabilize it. I have a lot more control of the weight. That's why people say free weights are a lot better than using cables and things like that, or those stupid fucking machines at Planet Fitness that they have. So definitely be wary of that. I've still been sticking to my push and pulls and my legs. My HIIT training, though, I have been thinking about doing those a bit more often. If you don't know what HIIT training is, that's a high-intensity interval training. And HIIT training is awesome because, for one, I'm going to try not to geek out too bad on this one. But for one, there is this thing called EPOC. I'm going to get into that because that's what makes HIIT training so dope. So what EPOC essentially is basically when your body... you go through an intense workout or an intense activity, and your body at that point in time, to just make sure that you can do what you're doing without dying, it starts pulling calories from everywhere, from your fat, from your muscles, glycogen stores, pretty much from everything that it can grab onto. If you were sprinting, that takes a lot out of your body to maintain a sprint. So in the process of doing that, it's trying to make sure that your blood oxygen levels are high. It's trying to make sure that you're moving properly, that your cognitive senses are at its height. So what essentially happens is, when you do HIIT training or you do any type of intense training, after the fact, your body is trying to go back into a state of homeostasis, where it's basically trying to go back to its baseline. So in order to get back there properly, is going to expend and burn more calories after your workout to stabilize you again. And that's what's EPOC. EPOC is basically, you worked out so hard that you're burning calories even after you're done working out. It can be, I believe, if I'm not wrong, it could be anywhere from, I think, 2 hours, 1 to 2 hours, that you're still burning calories from your workout. So if you were out there doing HIIT training and you were getting it, probably an hour later, let's say you burned 600 calories during that workout, you'll probably burn an extra 200 on top of your basal metabolic rate after that workout. That's what makes HIIT training so dope. That's also why you don't want to do it too often, because that spikes a hormone called, what was that other hormone called? Y'all got to forgive me, Reapers. A lot of times I get kind of geeked out about this stuff and I forget things. I have the hormone for y'all later. It'll come back to me. But that's why I love HIIT training. And then me now doing combat sports, I have to be able to utilize my body in a certain way. And I have to maintain, especially with jiu-jitsu, I have to have a good cardio. And HIIT training is probably my surefire way of doing that. I normally use it whenever I have like a PFT or a CFT coming up for the Marine Corps. I do a lot of HIIT training, and it raises my stamina up really well. HIIT training is awesome. It's just phenomenal. If you guys don't have any workout regimen set up with HIIT training, and you don't like working out, I could honestly tell you can take 3 days, 3, 4 days a hit a week and get a phenomenal workout and be just fine. I think what I might start doing is I might start posting the workout of the day on my channel. I may actually start doing that on YouTube. Yeah, stay in tune for that. that definitely might be coming soon. But now getting into the topic of the actual podcast. Hopefully y'all were able to digest some of the information I gave y'all just now. What makes a Reaper circle? What makes a good circle, right? Now, the reason why I'm getting into this is because especially in the last 2 years, I've had to do a lot of processing and thinking about who I'm spending a lot of time with. And if you listen to any of the relationship podcasts that I do, I always say that your partner should be not only your the person that you're just spending intimate time with, but that should be your partner. That should literally be, your business partner, your life partner. You're just there to help you through life, and you're there to help them through life. You guys build off of each other. I feel like every relationship, both romantic and just cordial, like a friendship relationship, the stronger foundation is built for all of those if you guys are building off of each other. If there's something deeper than just whether or not I like you, because as we know, emotions are fickle. You know what I mean? You may feel a good way about somebody one day and not the next. Sometimes that just happens. That's just how we are as humans. We're emotional sometimes. And with that being said, this having something deeper than that. For example, if you have a wife, right, and your wife takes care of all paperwork in your household, right? Doctor's appointments, bills, everything like that. Like if anything comes, she's making a phone call, she's handling that. When you guys get into a beef, when you get tired of being around her, if all she has to offer you is just simply her company, then if you're tired of that at that point in time, then in your mind, what the fuck is the point of her being there? But if she's offering more to you than that, then you have more of a reason to stick around. It's vice versa. If you're providing something, even if it's just mental stimulation to her or something like that, or if it's financial stability or whatever the case is, if there's a strong foundation built that's derives from more than just likability, then that relationship would be stronger. And I say that to going into this whole circle thing is a lot of y'all have friends, and I'm using myself too. This is definitely with me too. A lot of y'all have friends that have no purpose in your life. Let me say that one more time. A lot of y'all have friends that have no purpose in your life. They don't motivate you, they don't support you, they don't offer anything to you but someone to get high with or drink with once in a blue moon and talk shit. And one thing, there's a 50 Cent interview that I love. He said something real. He said his grandfather told him that you're gonna be as successful as the motherfuckers you talk to for no reason. If you're talking to somebody who can't offer you any type of positivity, any type of knowledge, any type of motivation, then what the fuck is the point of talking to that person? Don't get me wrong, now we shoot the shit sometimes. That's just us as people, but all the time. You see, when you have a circle, and what I've noticed is there's a reason why I love hanging around Marines. And part of the reason why is, well, let me paraphrase that. A lot of my best friends are Marines. And the reason why is because every time I speak to one of my friends that's in the Marine Corps, they always have a goal. Like every time, it's never a point in time that I'll go talk to one of them and they're just like, yeah, man, same old, bro. I'm just, they always, I'm working towards getting this certification. I'm working towards getting this degree. I'm working towards this fitness goal. I want to do this. I want to get to this rank. I'm trying to do this PME. I'm trying to do these classes. There's always some type of goal going on in their life. There's never any type of complacency. And I love that because I call myself a Reaper. We call each other Reapers. We're very goal-oriented. And I like to say, for the most part, I'm always working towards something. But having friends that are always working towards something, always hustling towards something, it keeps you on your toes. Because there's times where you're unmotivated, and it's almost like I said in the last podcast, if your wife is always training, she's eating right, she's healthy, she looks good, she's in shape, would you want to be that fat fuck just sitting on the couch watching her? Nah, you're going to be like, damn, let me get on my shit too. And vice versa. So when you have friends, when your wife is locked into her fitness goals, she's training, she's doing deadlifts, she's hitting PRs, your buddy's hitting PRs, your other buddy's dieting, your other buddy just said he's going to try the Mediterranean diet, you wouldn't want to be the only fat motherfucker that's slamming cheeseburgers all day out of all your people. It forces greatness out of you. It makes you want to be great. But if you just got a bunch of motherfuckers, all they do is smoke and they drink and they sit on the couch and they bullshit and play on their phone and troll people on Facebook and things like that, and that's what you're going to do too, because it's just normal. That's your circle. It's the old adage of if you hang around 5 billionaires, you'll be the sits. It's just it causes you to want to be better. And people got to hold their friends to a higher standard. You know, I know one thing with me, and that's not me saying that your friends should always be these go-getters or anything like that. Sometimes some people are just good people, but you got to ask yourself, what do you want for yourself? You know, what is your why? You know, some of y'all have kids and things like that, right? If your why is you want them to have a better life, or you want to pass down generational wealth to your kids, then generational wealth isn't a mediocre fucking goal. Having a business isn't a mediocre goal. Having assets, having commodities, having good credit, none of those are mediocre. These are all things that people strive to do that's trying to do better. So it only makes sense if the people around you are trying to do the exact same thing. And, you know, I had to really look at that, and I just realized that, you know, if not everyone in your circle has ambition, they're not for you. And even more so than ambition, positivity is key. A lot of y'all got some negative ass fucking friends. Every time you see them, every time you bring something up, they got something to say that's not positive. If there's one thing that I hate the most in another human being, is someone who never has anything positive to say. Like, it's one thing to tell the truth, but it's another thing, motherfucker, you always got something negative to say, but you have no type of solution, no positive input, no way to fix what you think is wrong. That negativity, if you got some negative friends, get them the fuck away from you. Get them away from you now and as fast as possible. Me personally, the way I see it, if I ever meet somebody who's super negative, I keep them at two arms distance. I don't need you around me. Because it's just going to make me a more negative person. And sometimes I've noticed, especially working at the shipyard, is that the more I'm around these negative motherfuckers, next thing I know, I'm always complaining. Like, I'll stop myself sometimes, like, why am I complaining all the fucking time? It's like, all I'm around is these complaining negative people. So your friends should be super positive. I'd honestly say, if you didn't, like, prioritize ambitions that much, if there's one thing you cannot, like, undersell, is positivity. If they're not positive, get them away from you. And that goes for especially for relationships with females and significant others. If you got a girlfriend or a boyfriend and that's a negative motherfucker, think about it. You spend more time with them than really anybody else. Your friends don't share the same bed with you. That's all they... You're with them a lot. You go to dinner, you go to vacations, all these things, and with a negative person, every time you say, hey, babe, you know, I'm thinking about buying a house. Motherfucker, you can't buy no house. You don't even got no credit. And they'll say some shit like that to you, and then you sitting there like, damn, you couldn't say nothing positive? Now, imagine hearing that every time you got something positive. Say, hey, babe, I think we should start a business. Motherfucker, we don't got the money for a business. Just straight negativity is immediately, hey, babe, I want to try this new diet. You going to be fat anyway. Nobody, that's disgusting. Don't keep, if they're not positive, get them the fuck from around you. I had to beat that down as bad as much as possible, because that is a no-go. That's one thing I've never been a proponent of is negative people. And that leads me into my next point. Everyone in your circle should be supportive. And what do I mean by supportive, right? So here's the thing. Let's say you're in a business, right? Let's say you start making shirts or something like that. I'm not saying your homeboy has to buy 10 of your first fucking shirts. I'm not saying that, right? He buys one, or if he buys any at all, I'm not saying anything like that, right? But what I am saying is, if you bring up the fact that you want to have a business or you have a new goal, they should be excited for you to have that goal. They should be excited if you accomplish it. One thing about me, unless I don't like you, I'm not going to sit here and cap. If I don't like you, I don't give a fuck about you accomplishing your goals. But if there's no ill will towards you, if someone tells me, yo, bro, like, I'm about to graduate, I'm hyped for you. Especially if you my bro, I'm going to be fucking geeked up. It's almost like that, if y'all ever seen that Paid in Full picture where Ace pulls up in the, not Ace, Mitch pulls up in the new BMW, and Ace is hyped for him. He's smiling ear to ear, happy as fuck. This homeboy's got him a new whip. That should be your friends. If you accomplish shit, like, I remember, I wouldn't even really call this dude a friend. Like, he's a work acquaintance, I guess. But I told him I was getting into MMA, and first thing out of his face is, don't get knocked out. What the fuck? Duh, motherfucker, what? I'm going to get in there and purposely try to knock myself out. But it's just negative shit like that, non-supportive shit like that. Now, like I said, it's not really my friend, but if that was my best friend, some of y'all got best friends that say that same shit to y'all. I had a tournament, I want to say back in February. It was Fuji. And I won 3 medals, 2 gold and 1 bronze. It was a jiu-jitsu tournament. And the dude, again, same shit, another work acquaintance. He was asking me about it. He was like, yeah, I saw you. I did the event. I said, yeah, man, I got a couple golds. He said, you got bronze? I said, yeah, I got bronze. Oh, so you had that loss in one of those matches, huh? I'm like, well, duh, bitch, but what the fuck? Like, that's all you was worried about, to make sure I lost one of my fucking matches? Like, eat a dick. But shit like that, like, you have, like, again, notice how I said these aren't my friends. These are people that I call acquaintances. You're not going to come around me and stay around me with all that negativity. It's just not happening. I don't give a fuck how cool you are. And the sad thing is, sometimes these people be cool as shit. That's what's crazy about it. Sometimes they be cool, but then you see that little negative dark side to them. And those be the motherfuckers. Man, again, etch that shit in stone. They gonna cross the fuck out you. Those are your homeboys that they try to holler at your ex as soon as you break up with her. Or they try to holler at your BM. Or they start sliding your girl DMs and shit like that. That's who, those are the people. Those motherfuckers right there with all that negativity and all that dick riding. So definitely keep them away from you. And that being said, some friendships have expiration dates. Now let's get into the real about this. So I'm going to make a podcast about when it's time to call it quits. Well, getting into that last series I did about the talking stage, I was going to go through all the stages of a relationship and kind of break that down. But like I said, one of them is going to be about when to call it quits. And that goes for friendships too. There's some people, like, I've just experienced it myself, like, sometimes, and it doesn't mean you have beef with somebody. Like, let's say you got a friend and all y'all used to do was get high together. That was y'all thing. Every Friday, y'all get together after work, put together, get like 2 ounces and just smoke all fucking night and chill and watch movies. At some point in time, that's going to get old. You're going to be like, man, I just have other shit I'm trying to do. I can't be smoking. Let's say your new job, you have a drug test, and you can't be doing that no more. Guess what? If that's really all y'all offered each other as a friendship, that friendship has an expiration date. You can't be doing that all the time. If you have a homeboy and you get into a marriage, I'm going to get into this later, but if all he wants to do is go and party, if you got a wife and kids, you can't be partying all the fucking time. That's all he's doing. Then that friendship might have an expiration date. And again, there's no beef. Like, it's not like, yo, fuck that nigga, man. I don't want to be around him. It's straight up, your life has taken you into a place that you can't have certain friends. You know, I was dealing with this female, and she had got into some shit, and one of the things that she was telling me was that some of her friends are gangbangers or some shit like that. And I'm like, bro, you got all this shit going for yourself. You in the military, you got a well-paying job. Why the fuck are you hanging with gangbangers? Honestly, like, why the fuck? Like, you hanging with somebody, like, if I have things going on and I'm getting shit done, why the fuck would I be hanging with some people that if we just out getting some food and one of your ops see you, he could shoot my fucking car up and hit both of us? That's a real fucking threat. Why the fuck, like, you, if, again, some friendships have expiration dates. That person that's in that gang might be cool as shit. That might be your man's. But again, if you got kids at home and you got a well-paying job and this motherfucker strapped and one of his ops come and blow that bitch down and you get hit, guess what? Your child is growing up without a father or a mother. Like, now your household, you was the breadwinner of your household. Now they don't have somebody to make money in the crib. Like, these are real things to consider. There's no reason why you still hanging with these same type of people. And I got friends, like, I got friends that we were super cool. I'm talking about every day we see each other. But again, all they do is smoke, or all they do is get into beefs with motherfuckers. If you got a friend right now who's above 25 and this motherfucker talking about his ops, stop hanging with him. Please stop doing that. There's no reason why you above 25 you should have some fucking ops. How the fuck you gangbanging at 25? Let's keep this real. How you gangbanging at 25, bro? You like that? Like what they said? What was I think it was Pac, not Pac. Nah, Dame Dash said it. Beef is a poor man's sport. Ain't no money in beef at all, unless you a rapper. And that's, like, because you making diss records about people. But outside of that, there ain't no money in beefing. Who the fuck ever became a millionaire over shooting at some dirty motherfuckers on the block? Nobody. So if you got these type of people in your life and you're trying to sell, that friendship got an expiration date. And again, I'm not sitting here telling y'all to start moving like it's beef or some shit like that and saying, like, fuck them. But slowly start moving yourself away from that. And that's something that I've definitely been doing in my life. Like, if I look and I see that your life paths or your life patterns don't align with mine's and it's taking me off my path, then, hey, bro, I'm going to have to catch you later. It is what it is. Much love to you. I appreciate you, but it's no way I'm going to allow myself to fall off of what my goals are and doing that just to keep a friendship. And if you're into fitness, if you're somebody who's, and I know I touched on this earlier, but if you're into fitness, if you're into writing, if you're into anything, get people around you that's into that too. Because, and another thing that makes that dope is that you'll put yourself in a friendly competition with people who you fuck with. So, like, I have friends that are in some dope-ass shape. Like, my homeboy, I was just in New Mexico, one of my good friends, and he's been getting on his fitness journey. No homo. We were hanging in his room. I was like, damn, bro, you getting lean, bro. You got your abs back. He said, oh, thanks, man. I'm like, damn, I need to get on my shit. Soon as I said that, like, the moment I said that, I was like, damn, I need my abs back, bro. I miss having my abs. But see, it's a competition, not in, like, I'm hating on him. Like, fuck that nigga. He think he dope because he got abs. But nah, him doing better and him pushing himself to a higher level of fitness and getting to that low body fat percentage, I'm like, you know what? I need to do that too. If he can do it, I can do it. That's my man's. That's that good competition. That's that productive friendship that y'all need in y'all lives. Not these motherfuckers that's just content with diabetes if you're into fitness. It doesn't make any fucking sense. So, you know, this is more of a, like I said, being a reaper is dark sometimes. Like, it sounds selfish as shit, but it is what it is. You know, because at the end of the day, whether you're doing it for yourself or you're doing it for your goals or doing it for your family, something's going to come along that's going to give you that why as to why you want to be great. And when you get your tools together, you know, you get your plan, you know, you get your outline, you start setting these goals for yourself, and then you start getting your circle. All this has to be taken into consideration. Who's good for, who's not. You know, you start networking and making friends with different people. You know, as I've started to try to get away from certain individuals, I'll just doing the things I love, you start meeting people that are like-minded, and they open doors for you. The old saying, sometimes it's not always what you know, it's who you know. And if you are constantly out there moving around with circles of people who are similar to you, you're gonna meet other individuals that are like-minded. I remember when I was in college, I was talking about joining the military, and there was a few, I think there was a ROTC program at that college I was at, but I knew a couple people that was doing it. And in talking to some of them people, I met this dude just shooting the shit, and he was like, "Hey man, if you're going to the Marine Corps, bro, one thing I'm gonna tell you, make sure that you get a job that you can use when you get out that motherfucker. Don't just go in there and be infantry." And him saying that right there changed my life forever, because that made me, when I went back to my recruiting office, that's what made me tell them, put down electrician or give me some type of trade in the Marine Corps. Fast forward, was that 2016? Fast forward 5 years later, and I'm an electrician on the shipyard. I'm an electrician in the Marine Corps. I'm going to school for it. I'm making good money off of it. I'm making more money than I ever grew up with in my household. And that's all for just talking to somebody and building those connections. That's what's so dope about this networking thing. Another thing I was doing, I was always in the gym at GNC. And one thing I still want to do it, I want to make supplements. Well, not like certain supplements. I know what works and doesn't work and what's bullshit and what's not. And I was speaking to this dude, and he was like, "Yeah, you know, me and my buddy, we're making a supplement company." I'm like, "For real? I work at GNC, bro. I could sell your samples at my store. My manager be with it. He's just going to want to try something." And that never fell through, just because I ended up leaving for boot camp before they started producing it mass in bulk. But just little things like that. So when you start getting away from these motherfuckers holding you back and being these negative fucking pinpoints in your life, all of a sudden you start just magically linking up with people who can help you out, and you can help them out. And that's how these connections are built. You know, one of my things, I want to move into a bigger city, hopefully, in these coming years. Not because I can't do great things where I'm at, but because when you go into these cities, you know, you go into the New York cities and the Houstons and the Chicagos and these big markets, you always bump into somebody. Especially if you're doing something that's, you know, if you're a model or if you're an artist, if you're something, if you're in these circles, you're going to these parties, you're making these friends, you're going to bump into somebody. And all it takes is just meeting that one right person to set your goals off. What's that old thing they used to say? Luck is simply when preparation meets opportunity. You've been working for it, and you just bump into that right person. But you're never going to get that if you have these negative fucking sleazeballs hanging around with you. So, just wanted to throw that in there. Like I said, Reapers, these are going to be some longer podcasts. Hopefully, they can help y'all out. I'm going to keep getting into different things about my fitness journey as far as what I'm doing and how I'm changing things. I think my next one, I might do my actual what I'm eating. I might get into that a little bit. I'm still cleaning my diet up. I'm not even going to lie to y'all. Trying to shake. I just get a sweet tooth every now and again. But this is Devontae. This is Reaper Training. I appreciate y'all for tuning in. Y'all have a great night, man. Be easy.